FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. The date is September 26th, 2016. And hey, you're like me, but you probably aren't that different. You're always looking for something else, someplace else, some other safe and controlled mechanism to fund your retirement. And hey, you're about to hear something that I just recently become familiar with myself. It's got some really interesting aspects to it. Gives you control. It allows you to invest in metals and in real estate without corporate supervision, if you will. Hey, I've got on with me right now Damian Lupo. Damian, you're an interesting person. You started your first business at 11. You were hiring your parents to pretty much to drive you around. And over the last quarter century, you started and owned more than 30 different companies, insurance agency, precious metals firms. I mean, we could go on all day, but hey, you've got a different slant on things here. So we welcome you to the Financial Survival Network.
Hey, Kerry, thanks a lot for having me. It's great to be here.
So you got this new, well, I don't think it's that new actually, but an underutilized method of saving and financing your retirement. Why don't you share that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So like you said, it's not something that's really new. It's newer-ish. And what I mean by that is most people have heard of retirement accounts back in the 70s. The 401k came out, and years later, the IRAs came out. So people have kind of heard about these things over the years, and most people have had them if they've had a corporate job. And then something really cool happened about 15 years ago. Congress decided to change the rules a little bit and allow people to have like their own plan. So they didn't have to work for IBM or GE. They actually could just have their own 401k. And so now there's an opportunity for people to be in total control of their money, the choices, and everything else. And yet most people still really haven't heard about it. They're still sort of stuck in the old Wall Street 401k system. So we're out here giving people the intelligence and empowering them to make some different choices so that they can take control of their money and their financial future.
So briefly, without going into all the legal aspects of this thing, just tell us, how does it work and what's it called?
So basically the vehicle is called an EQRP. And basically what this is, it's a tool for people to take their money that's in Wall Street jail and move it into a checking account. And that's what this vehicle does. It creates a checking account where they can then become the person that is making the decisions with their money. So they're rolling it into their own private vehicle and they're driving it. So you get to have a checkbook and you get to invest however you want. If you want to invest in real estate or precious metals or life insurance, there's basically an unlimited amount of things that you can do. And what unfortunately Wall Street likes to convince everyone of is that all this investing stuff is really complicated and that you should just not really think and just trust us and let us keep your money. And that's what they want people to believe, because they make a lot of money with fees. And we have a different philosophy. We believe that people should have the fees staying in their account and they are smart enough to make their own decisions and invest how they want. So ultimately, they end up with a checkbook that gives them the control to make the choices and invest and keep all those fees for themselves and actually keep their money when they retire instead of having a lion's share of that money sitting in a broker's account back in New York.
Mm-hmm. So how hard is it to set this up, Damian?
The setup process it's about a 5-minute process. And it's a 5-minute process because we've taken the friction out of this whole convoluted financial orchestra that typically is set up for any type of financial transaction. We've streamlined it, and it, literally in 5 minutes, a conversation takes place. We have the information, we build their vehicle, and 5 days later, they're going to have a checkbook in their hand and ready to go to be able to invest how they want with their money. We've made it that simple and that streamlined so that people can run.
Yeah. So pretty easy to set up, and it's pretty quick to set up too, you said, huh?
It's easy and quick. I mean, that's our version of it. There's a lot of other options out there that aren't necessarily 5 minutes and 5 days, but that's what we've boiled it down to. We've invested a lot in that process to make sure that we could make this simple. And then once somebody's set up, we're with them. We've got this technology that keeps us close to them in their phone, keeps them in compliance with all the rules that are floating around that constantly change by Congress. And it gives them a lot of training tools for these different alternative type of investments. So it's not just a, hey, here's your tool and then it's over. Like, good luck. Hope it works out. We're actually with people long term. It's a relationship that we build with people. And then they're part of a community of other people that are taking control of their money as well and staying connected with them inside that technology.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you've done a number of these over time.
We've and in fact there are several hundred thousand that are out there, but most people don't realize there's that much activity, that many that have happened. It's because typically people will set these up and then they're isolated, they don't really talk, and we're changing that. There are a lot of people that have done that, and we're going to bring them together as part of our mission to create the community and empower people with taking control of their financial future.
And so we all know about self-directed IRAs. Why do one of these instead of a self-directed IRA?
Kerry, that's a really good question. It's probably one of the ones that comes up a lot more than anything else, because people have heard about the IRA, and the IRA gives you some options to do things. It's limited, though, if you have interest in doing real estate or precious metals, or if you just want to have the best safeguards. For example, the laws don't protect IRAs the same way they do with the laws that protect 401ks and the EQRP. You can actually have your retirement money pulled by a court if you end up in a lawsuit. It can be used to pay off a creditor or a judgment with an IRA, and it's protected within the 401k rules. More importantly to most people is the thing that they're able to invest in. Unfortunately, you cannot buy precious metals in a self-directed IRA and take physical possession of them. And that's what most people want with precious metals. They want to actually have control. And a lot of brokers out there are misleading people. And I know this because I have a precious metals firm, and we did a lot of research to figure out if this was an option for our clients. And it's not. You can actually have your entire IRA. It can be disallowed. So that means that the IRS says it's no longer tax favored, and we're going to force you to pay taxes if you've taken physical possession. There are some rules that people are violating. You don't have to worry about that in an EQRP. You can buy precious metals and hold them.
Okay.
And then, I mean, that's huge.
So can you roll over another retirement plan into one of these self-directed 401ks?
Absolutely. And that's typically what people like to do. They like to take their funds. Most of our customers will take their funds from their Vanguard Fidelity accounts, and they'll roll them right over. So it's tax-free, penalty-free. They roll them into this account. It's a checking account. It's at the 11th biggest bank in the country, so it's really solid. It's actually FDIC insured at that point. And then it's all of your funds that were sitting in Wall Street jail and these mutual funds or stocks are now in cash in your account to invest in these alternatives.
Uh-huh. So what's the maximum amount you can contribute yearly to this?
If an individual is under 50, they can contribute up to $53,000. And if they're over 50, they can contribute $59,000. And then if there's a couple involved, husband and wife or spouses, it can be up to $118,000 a year.
And is that a percentage of the total income of the business? How does that work, the limit?
Yeah, it's a percentage of the amount of revenue income. There's a chunk of it that is just straight up to 100% of what you've earned. So if you're, say, 40 years old, up to $18,000 of your income, you can put all of it in. And then after the $18,000, it's a percentage of your income. So there's a formula that's actually part of the technology as well. So you can figure out really easily exactly how much you can contribute, and you get to do that right on your iPhone.
Uh-huh. So there's a base, like, limited amount you can put in, and then the rest kind of becomes income dependent. Do I have that right?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of an easy example. If somebody made $100,000 and they were acting as a solo self-employed type of person, mm-hmm. they'd be able to contribute $18,000 of their income for dollar for dollar, and then 20% of that 100,000, and that's the other chunk. So essentially you're looking at about 38,000 is approximately what somebody be able to contribute out of their 100,000 in income or revenue.
So that sounds like a higher amount than you would ordinarily be able to contribute under most other plans.
Oh, it's way more. There's an IRA is $5,000-$6,000 a year, and I don't know how anybody expects to do anything with $5,000 or $6,000 a year over 20 years. You've saved up a whole $100,000. I mean, that doesn't sound like a very good retirement to me.
No. So you could own a business in this self-directed 401k and not have the similar restrictions that you have in the self-directed IRA.
Yeah, you've got some amazing options, including buying franchises, buying other businesses, private equity, hard money lending, just about anything you can dream up other than artwork, wine, collectible cars. You can pretty much invest your retirement money into these other things.
Okay, so can you be an employee of the company that you're investing in through this?
There are actually rules that prohibit you from having any immediate direct benefit from your retirement money. So there's a lot of conversation around that. And because that starts to go into a very technical legal space, it's better for somebody to actually talk to an ERISA attorney. I'm not an attorney, so gotcha. I think there's arguments both ways. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to get in the middle of that. And quite honestly, understood. I don't know if there's a solid answer that's been given by the IRS yet.
Yeah, so you got similar limitations on what you can do to the self-directed IRA, at least in terms of dealing with members of your family, non-arm's length transactions. That you might be able to do it here, but you need to really research it. You shouldn't just go do it without adequate representation and a good legal opinion before you acted.
Yeah, any of those type of gray areas, you definitely want to have an attorney and an accountant to help you out. And one of the fun things is you actually can invest with brothers and sisters. So like the horizontal family tree, you just can't go vertical, parents or kids.
Parents and
kids. There's some options for family. If you happen to like your spouse or your siblings, it might be a good idea. Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you might not like them after you've been in business with them for a while. I could tell you that from personal experience, but for a different show. So point being, if you were to work for a business and not get paid, probably would be okay as long as you're not directly benefiting from the funds going into your retirement account. So if you're just going to donate your time and efforts and just build up the fund in the retirement account, you're probably going to be okay with it. It's more when you're actually realizing a benefit, correct?
Part of it is the benefit, and part of it is that there's some sticky rules around current contribution. So you've got this ability to contribute $53,000 a year. And one of the things that you'll read is that's a maximum, and it includes things like your contribution of time and energy. So you've got to be really careful. It's one thing to pick a business mm-hmm. or a piece of real estate or a stock. It's another thing to go in and do all the work on your rental house yourself, because you're really contributing more than your $53,000 maximum. You're contributing your time, and that's got to be accounted for. So there are some rules that need to be complied with. And again, great place for an attorney to give you some advice.
Right. So that's what you would call a pick. Payment in kind. So you got payment in kind rules. So on the one hand, it's simple. On the other hand, can get complicated when you're like pushing it to the max, really pushing the envelope, Damien.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you want to play black and white. I don't like playing gray with this type of thing. There's an amazing opportunity to really use the system to your advantage and avoid or defer. I mean, there's ways to avoid taxes altogether with using some Roth techniques. And I like using that, staying black and white, not worrying about a knock at my door at 2 o'clock in the morning from the IRS.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You want to steer clear of them. You want to play by the rules and be totally transparent. So if they ever do knock on the door, you just hand them the books and say, knock yourself out. That's always the position that you want to be in. So obviously you're going to want to find out more about this. And Damien, where do you go to find out more about what you're doing?
Well, what I'd love to do for everyone listening is give everybody a copy of the book that I wrote on this. I wrote it with our tax attorney. So you're going to get some really powerful, very specific information and rules and techniques and all that kind of stuff. So I'd love to have everybody visit our website, and it's totalcontrolfinancial.com/Lutz. and there'll be a place for people to get a copy of the book. We'll ship it out to them. It's on me, and it'll give everybody a real deep insight into what this is, and you can see if it's a good fit for you.
Yeah, well, it certainly seems to have some major benefits. Up front, at first blush, it's definitely worth taking a look at, especially if you're considering a self-directed IRA. Do you need a custodian here or somebody to track this stuff? How's that work?
Yeah, Kerry, that's actually one of the coolest parts about this, the differentiator between the IRAs and the self-directed 401ks. When you set up your EQRP, you are the administrator and the trustee, which means you make the decisions, you write the checks. You don't have to go and get somebody's permission to do something. Now, this is good if you're responsible. It's probably a bad idea if you're irresponsible or reckless.
Yeah. If you're irresponsible, disregard this interview.
Yeah, totally disregard it if you're irresponsible. I like that because every time you write a check, somebody doesn't charge you $100 as a fee. And that's typically what you find with custodians, with self-directed IRAs. Everything that you do, you're getting charged a fee, and they're going to scrutinize your stuff. So if you're reckless, it's probably a good thing. Maybe you should stay there. For those of you, and I'm guessing your listeners are the responsible folks that are going to pay attention to the loopholes, this is perfect for them.
Absolutely. Our demographic, 45 and up primarily, and a lot of you out there are retired, in business for yourself, professionals. So hopefully at this point, you've kind of figured things out and not going to run into problems. So cost-wise, setting one of these self-directed 401ks up, what do the costs look like for that, Damien?
The costs for setting it up are less than the typical Wall Street fees each year that you're going to pay. So it's a couple thousand dollars to set it up, and that's the one time. So basically, instead of paying that every year in fees, hidden or surface level, you're going to do it once. And then every year to stay in compliance, it costs you a couple hundred dollars flat, regardless of whether you have $100,000 or $100 million in your account.
So, yeah, that sounds like a good thing. All right. Well, I think we pretty much touched the bases. It's definitely something you should consider, something I knew about, but wasn't really focused on at all. So I appreciate you coming on, Damien, explaining the ins and outs of this to us, because it sounds like it really does have value. So just give us your website again, please.
Yeah, you bet. It's totalcontrolfinancial.com. And just put a little /Lutz there, and we'll get you a copy of our book. And reach out to us. Love to support you guys however we can. And we're always available live on there and ready to help you take control of your money.
And I will take a look at the book as well. We will have you back on, Damien, if you have time, so we can discuss it, go a little more in depth. I'll draw on my former training as a member of the bar. Luckily, I wised up and got out of that.
Good choice.
Decided to make an honest living. And hey, it's all good. So, Damien, thanks so much for coming on. And take a look at the site if you haven't already, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And just take a look at the new format of the site. Send me an email on anything you want, kl@kerrylutz.com. And Damien, we will talk to you again. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right, Kerry. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.